what's going on, what's happening Africa. This is Jackson Vunganyi right here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America. Hot, hot.
Upfront is a show that explores issues
that affect your daily lives. Don't move that dial. Get your snacks, get your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. Put your feet up. This is Upfront. cheers. Cling, cling. We engage you, the listener, and interact on a different topic each week. We've got loads of good tunes, lovely music, and lots of analysis to keep you going.
And interviews from experts or you young people telling us what you think about our daily topic.
That's always the best part of the show, Jackson, to hear what the listeners have to say. There's always lots of juicy comments and lots of different perspectives. Absolutely,
so stay tuned. Now, on the show today, we talk about teamwork, one of the driving forces in institutions, workplaces, schools, etc., are people. People make things happen each day through their efforts and their hard work. But it's important to know that individual action is not enough if we don't have a good team spirit and approach in whatever we do. Let me just start off by dispelling this, the misconception that when we talk about teamwork, we in a way we're talking about sports. No, it's not. Okay, it's all around us in our daily lives. At school, we work on our projects together. On the job, the workflow is dependent on each other. Somebody does their job, you do yours, and the project is done. And that's what we're going to talk about today here on Upfront, teamwork and the team spirit. This is Upfront on The Voice of America with Jackson Vunganyi and Nadia Sami.
Yeah, I've ever been in a team. Have to be open to one another, sit together, see what to do. How can a good leader be? You're supposed to sit and see what is making things not go well, what is making things go well, and then you sit together and discuss.
To make a good team, yeah, you want to define the rules of working in team so that somebody cannot go out of the rules of the team.
I want to say that any responsible person is always in a team. I have to contribute in that team by showing the people how things should be done and how we should do things in a team. And there is no good single player in a team. All players are important. That's what makes up a team. To become a good team player, you must first realize what is the main purpose of the team set. What do you want to achieve? After knowing that, and then you can work towards achieving the goal of the team.
You can't even get in.
Leg out.
On The Voice of America. This is another great soul train.
You've got that smile.
Yes, I've been on a team before, a basketball team when I was in secondary school. If you put yourself as a team, you come together and tell each other the problems that you're having. If you're making a mistake, they tell you you're making a mistake here and there. You make a good team. I used to be when I was in secondary school, but now that I've gone through college and work, maybe I've become a little lazy in sports, but when I was in secondary, yeah, I was very good in basketball. One becomes a good team player when they listen to what their team leader is telling them. If you listen to whatever they're telling you, if you're making a mistake and you listen to whatever they've told you, good, you have to correct this and that, then yeah, you can make it good.
I think if you are just joining something, you should be able to follow advice and see what others are doing. You should all be able to understand each other. Ask wherever you don't understand. That helps you to be a good team player.
Yes, I've also been on a team.
What makes a good team? In the team, there should be tolerance. The people there should be open. There should be openness in a team so that you can share ideas.
Awesome stuff, and we've got more music coming your way right here on Upfront, so don't touch that dial. You're on Upfront with Jackson Vungani and Nadia Sami. I guess we can all agree that as members of a team, we work interdependently towards both personal and team goals. These goals are accomplished by joint support, by joint effort. You know what it's like when you're working in a team and there's that one person who isn't pulling his or her weight. And someone else in the team has to go the extra mile to compensate for slackers in the group, right?
Nadia, you can have a group of superstars, but if they don't all work well as one unit, chances are they're not going to be as successful as you would think. The team working as one cohesive unit is going to be the key in their success. Al-Sara is the band leader of the group, Al-Sara and the Nubatones. They perform in New York. Al-Sara herself is a Sudanese young lady. I reached her up in New York and talked to her about what it takes to build the team synergy, the team spirit among the band before they perform.
You can't be in a band if you're not going to be a team player.
Right, right. Now, artists are known for their legendary big egos. How do you work together when you have a... I didn't say that, by the way. I think it's Kanye West who said that.
Because that wasn't me. How do you work with the ego? Well, all musicians have an ego, to be honest. I think all musicians. This is just like, you know, it's more of like, how big is that ego,
right,
is the real question. It depends on what kind of a band leader you're trying to be. As especially as a lead singer, you realize that you really can't do anything without your band being right on board with you.
Right.
And for me, it feels just kind of like being a good manager, you know, like your job is, you have to make it clear that you are in charge.
Okay, so but then if you make it clear that you are in charge, and don't they have like issues thinking, okay, we're not a team, we just have we are a team as ourselves, but then we have this leader on top of us who's telling us what to do, and that makes you an outsider of the team.
Yes, to some extent it does, but it's kind of like having a team captain, though, you know, where like, we play together on stage, and it's not like I'm just going to take the ball and run with it the whole time and never give it to anybody. You know, the whole idea is to learn to work together, but at the same time. So once you establish that, you know, the person in charge, it's not just that you're a boss and you just get to tell people what to do. You also have responsibility towards your band, you know?
Right.
You have to make sure that in order for your band not to resent you and for you not to be outside the band, I think it's really key and crucial to take care of them. Their opinions count. I mean, to me, I see being a band leader as responsibility more than ego, you know? You got to take care of them. You got to make sure you always have their best interests at heart. And you also have to know when to bring them to the forefront.
In a band, for people who are not very well versed with live music, who is the key, who is the engine of the band?
I mean, honestly, that depends on the band. Every kind of band has a different leader. I've worked in bands where the leader was like the keyboard player, and he's the guy in charge of everything. And I've worked in bands where the drummer was the person in charge of the band. It all depends on how the compositions are laid out.
I see.
And who put the band together also.
Do you have any pre-performance rituals that you go through to kind of get people into the whole team spirit?
Well, you have to have rehearsal.
Rehearsal?
Yeah, okay. I actually like to have rehearsal the day before the show. Like, not the day of the show, but always the day right before the show. And give people space to ask questions, if they have trepidations, if they feel like, you know, certain songs aren't really together.
But do you do anything outside of the band context?
Oh, I totally, I do that. I just don't do it before the show. I always do it after the show.
After the show?
Yeah, okay. Like after every show, I try to make sure that there is a point when the band kind of comes together so we can sort of hash out what happened for our rehearsals. Have to feel comfortable, you know, like I'm not like a I'm not a dictator, you know. It's just like we have to meet. It needs to be a comfortable way of meeting.
Well, I'm quite sure the keyboardist thinks different, but
I'm sure the keyboardist. Yeah, you know what? I'm sure she might actually have a different opinion. Yeah.
The Gaddafi of this band.
I think it really kind of just depends on the band and everybody's relationship to it. But I always like to think, I mean, I only work with people that I like on a personal level, to be honest. For me, anyways, I've worked in bands where I had no relationships with people, and it just doesn't last.
So it's not just about, you know, getting to the stage and singing. There's some backstage type of relationship building that is necessary.
Totally.
Sarah and the Dubatones, where are you playing next?
Our next gig is going to be on the streets, Joe's Club Outdoor Concert, June 21st. So that will be our next gig.
Okay, great. Good to talk to you, Sarah.
Good to talk to you.
You take care now.
You too.
All right, bye. That was Al Sara and the Nubatones, based in New York City. Eddie, let's talk about what a productive team is, or, you know, good team players. You know, a productive team that meets their goals is one that has players that share a common goal, a common vision, and some level of interdependence where there's good verbal and physical interaction and communication.
Absolutely, Jackson, and that's why it's so important for the team dynamic and for the effectiveness and for the productiveness of the team that the team members get along and are able to work well. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that you need to love each and every one of your team players, because of course you're going to come across people that you just don't agree with on some level, or maybe personality-wise, the two of you just clash. The point is not the reason that you clash, or the point is not that you don't like each other, or whatever the case may be. The point is, how well can you put those differences aside for the sake of the job at hand to get the job done? It's really detrimental to the entire team dynamic when people cannot keep their personal or their emotional differences out for the sake of getting the project done. The reality is, all the way through school, through college, university, your different various workplaces, you're going to come across people that you just can't stand, but you're going to have to work with them in a team. And this is the point is, can you suck it up and do it? Can you put aside your dislike for the person for the common good of the team?
Big Mega Radio Smasher.
The time of my life, and I never felt this way before, and I swear this is true, and I owe it all to you.
Oh, I had the time of my life, and I never felt this way before, and I swear this is true, and I owe.
I came up in to rock, light a fire,
I've been in the team in the sense that at one time I was a team leader. I was leading a research team of about 17 people, men as well as women. In fact, what I can say, it was a very good team. What made it to be so is that as a leader, I was someone who was accommodating to the views of my fellow teammates, and I took it as a position myself, not to pretend as if I know everything. In fact, there was a certain time when I would give in to certain arguments, not because I was wrong, but because I just wanted to give others their views to be heard. So it was a good team. In fact, it was an understanding team. In what I'm saying here, I regard myself as a good team player, because in a team, when you are a team, you are not supposed to dominate in everything. Sometimes it's good to pave way for others, maybe to air their views on certain issues and accommodate them as well.
I've ever been on a team of more than 2 people, especially that was 10 people. One becomes a good team player by participating, taking part in whatever is happening in your team.
Comfort Aya Onunu.
I'm Ebenezer Shamo Abi.
I'm Emmanuel Akoto. We are from Ghana, Accra.
We schooled at Accra High School.
Jackson, we spoke earlier about the team dynamics and how it does so happen that you will sometimes find yourself in a situation where you work with people that you just don't like or you don't get along. But what happens when you have a real difference of opinion or serious dislike for your team leader or for your immediate superior? You find yourself in a situation where on so many different levels, you just don't connect with this person. Maybe your work ethic is different, your personal belief systems are different, maybe you feel you have a better way of getting the project done, and you just keep butting heads with your superior, with your team leader. And I'm sure that a lot of people can relate to some of the situations that we've painted today. Well, you tuned to Upfront on the Voice of America with Jackson Vungani, and I'm Nadia Sami. We've got loads more coming your way, so keep your station locked right here on the Voice of America. Don't go away. Lots of fresh music coming your way.
Yeah.
What makes someone a good player is always to be open with your fellow colleagues.
You know, to make a good team, you have to be, number one, sensitive. Number two, you have to be cooperative. Because without cooperation, you will not move together as a team. And without, if you're a very insensitive person, you will break that team. Because at the end of the day, you'll not mind of other people. You will not mind of what you say. You'll not mind of what you do. And that way, you break the team. Being a good team member, I don't know. But I've existed in teams, and I've never fallen out of my team. So I think you'll judge from that.
I have been in a team of debating club, actually. And I have worked in that team for 1 year. And I also have been in the team of choirs also in the school here as one of the members practicing songs.
Interesting points, Jackson. We can always rely on our listeners from around the world to throw in some great opinions and comments. And as we've just heard, we've got loads of interesting views from our listeners today. Well, teamwork is an important part of the working culture, and many employers now look at teamwork skills when evaluating a person for employment. And also, you know, when people call for reference checks for the previous work that you've done, you can rest assured one of the questions they ask is, how did so-and-so work in a team environment? Just as it's important that you work independently to get the job done, it's also your ability to bring that special energy to the team, not to bring a negative energy to the team, but to bring something productive to the team. And it's important that students learn to function in a team environment so that they will have teamwork skills when they enter the workforce. And also, research tells us that students learn best from tasks that involve doing things and that involves social interaction. So perhaps that already is a step in the right direction, right, Jackson?
Yeah, absolutely. Collaborative learning should be included in almost every classroom, every aspect of learning. Let's listen to a conversation that I had with a nursing student, Aldrin Bay. Her profession requires, or even her school requires, that she works in a team with other people a lot. So how does she rate herself as a team player? Do you say you are a good team player?
Yes, I would. Having worked in several groups, I think I would. I have mastered the art of being a good team player.
So it's an art. It's not a science.
No, I think it's an art.
And why would you say you were a good team player?
I highly believe the communication part is the most important, so I'm good with communication. I'm on top of emailing and calling people. I'm sure they get tired, but I mean, like, you just have to get stuff done. Some people are not good with deadlines, so I keep a calendar. I know when things are due and just send out reminders and not call out anyone. So just communication is a big part.
What frustrates you in a team?
People who do not get their work done on time, people who do not get their work done right and never ask for help, and people who just do not respond to calls or emails and never come to meetings. That's what frustrates me.
And that's if you're working on a project and you have a deadline.
Yes. But if it's just a group where it's not like a project, it's just people who do not, who are just there. You know what I mean? They're just present, but they're not active. That frustrates me because I think everybody should, because we all have different ideas. Would go smoothly if everyone worked together.
So if you're working in a team that has very low productivity or low morale, how can you improve the team spirit?
Just probably by asking people, like, you know, what they want, what direction they're taking, and what they think can work. And everybody just brings up ideas, and you look at it and try to strategize so that you can be more productive.
Why don't you go the old-fashioned way? Buy them alcohol. Take them to a bar.
Because that's not going to work. That's only, you're all going to be a great teamwork for the moment, and that's it.
Now, for a team to work very well, they have to have a leader, don't they?
Yes.
Are you more of a follower type or a leader type?
I think I'm more of a leader type, but I like to give other people chances because, you know, you don't want to feel like you're making people do stuff your way. So, but I, you know, I like leading because I know that I get stuff done on time. So, yeah.
And you would be those team leaders where everybody in the team doesn't like, but they can't tell.
I don't know. I hope not, because I try to be fair. I don't put blame on anyone if nothing gets done. I think I communicate well with them. So I'm guessing so far I haven't had any problems or any looks. Mm. And so, yeah.
Do you cover for people?
Yes, I try to cover for people. When I see people are not getting stuff done, I will ask if they need help. It's not good when you blame anyone, because it's a team. It should be a team effort. Even though people are assigned to do things, no one should be blaming anyone for not getting things done right.
That was Audrey Bay in Boston, Massachusetts. Now, Nadia, among the many things that are important for teamwork, communication is crucial, is key, isn't it? And I say this because last week we were talking about effective communication.
Absolutely, Jackson. Communication is vitally important to getting a good team spirit going. Think about it. If something happens in the beginning of your working relationship that bothers you, if someone has spoken to you in a way that you don't appreciate, if you feel someone is being patronizing towards you, talking down at you, and you don't say anything about it, over the weeks, it's just going to fester and get worse. You are going to sit there feeling like, you know, all the stuff is going on, nobody's doing anything about it. You're going to keep internally criticizing about the situation. But here's the problem. It's not going to solve anything because you haven't put it out there. You haven't spoken about it. You haven't spoken to your superior or your team leader or whatever the case is, or spoken to that person directly, which is sometimes a good thing to do, to just put it out there and to let the person know that you're not a pushover. Similarly, if you've been delegated a task, you feel that it wasn't clearly communicated, you feel that the brief is not clear, it's important to go back, and it's absolutely fine to go back and seek clarity. And so on that note of love and good luck, we leave you. Thank you for joining us. It's been wonderful, as always, having you with us here on Upfront. I'm Nadia Sami in Cape Town.
And I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
Until next time, goodbye.
Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up.